So yesterday we talked about Gideon, and we talked that whole story of Gideon, where Gideon had to send many of his soldiers away because the Lord said to him that if he kept all his soldiers, he would win the battle, but he would pride himself on winning the battle, and that would lead him away from God. And of course, if it was going to lead Gideon away from God, it would lead Israel away from God. Just so you know, when we're talking about Gideon, there's a timeline. There are the judges, and then you, at the end of the judges, you begin the new time, which is the monarchy with Saul. And then immediately after Saul is David. David is considered the golden time of the Israel. And after David, then you start seeing a split. And so you go from having the one kingdom called Israel to two kingdoms, which is Israel in the north and Judah in the south. And then after the Assyrians come and conquer Israel, from that point on, you just have Judah up until 1948 AD. So anytime we're talking, you want to talk it within the time frame. So this is the time of the judges, where you have Gideon, and Gideon is one of the judges. He obviously is the time before the monarchy, so we are dealing with the one nation, many tribes, but the one nation called Israel. And the tribes, of course, are the different names that we know, Judah and Ephraim and all that. But you have Levi and the 12 tribes of Israel. So that's the time frame we're talking about. So Gideon is obviously continuing to protect and fight in protection of, stand for, the promised land. And there is this battle with the Amalekites. So you have this battle there with the Amalekites. And as we discussed yesterday, Gideon is told to send all the men home except for 300. And with those 300, which the average general would say can't be done, this is incredible, this is ridiculous. But he trusted in the Lord. And in fact, he defeated the Amalekites, and he defeated them by having this battle that made them think there were vastly more than 300 people, where there were only 300 soldiers. And God was able to help or to enable Gideon to defeat the Amalekites. Okay, now there's a principle there that we want to address for the present time. And the principle is simply this. There are people that are trying to destroy the Catholic Church. That's what they want. They want to destroy because the Catholic Church stands in the way of them having the world the way they want it. And they don't like that. But remember, we're not here to be this dictatorship on the world. We're here as the representative, as the prophet for God. So what we're actually there is to say, this is the way to become everything that God has created you to be. But people are not listening. They don't want to hear it. And they want that voice silenced, as was the case of all the prophets. So what you're seeing is that people are trying to, at one time they tried to stage a coup of the Catholic Church, and they were always trying to do that, always trying to things like that, but they literally had their own constitution of the Catholic Church. It was sitting on, believe it or not, on the servers that were owned by the state of Pennsylvania. They were on the servers of Temple University. Temple University is a state university, so they were on the servers of the state of Pennsylvania. And there this constitution, or actually I shouldn't say they, it was there this constitution was, and it was designed to stage a coup of the Catholic Church so that all our doctrine and ideas and even our leaders would be democratically decided and democratically elected. And there were a lot of people that were involved in this, mostly from the media, the universities and government, all working together to silence the voice of the Catholic Church. And that's still going on, but I think they gave up on the Constitution idea, at least for now. And that was going on because what did they want to do? They wanted to silence the Catholic Church. But what happens if you silence the voice of God? Then you end up in the position that the devil promised. you will be like gods. But remember what I said earlier, that is more of a curse than it is a promise. So the devil is saying, you know what? If you eat of the apple to Eve and to Adam, through Eve to Adam, you will be like gods. And in fact, that's a curse. Why? Because we're not gods. And since we're not gods, we will act like gods, but we're not gods. So that's the principle that will happen. It will be a curse. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm not taking a break right now. I'm going to take it in about a minute. But as we understand that this is the curse, and so we are called to be faithful to the Lord, but the Lord is going to use all faithful Christians to be his voice, his channel of grace. Why? Because he knows that if people reject him, then they're subject to the curse. And they don't know that. And that's the issue. So a smaller church that is a stronger church is more effective than a large church that is weak. So as people try to silence the church, what they're actually doing is they're making the church stronger. And what they don't understand is it's for their protection. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Malston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. Well, don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can share the archives of the show, too, if you're willing to do that. You can also, so that's essentially our podcast is what that is. So the archives of the show, a podcast. You can also check out our Substack newsletter. You can listen to the blog. You can send us prayer requests. You can send us feedback. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Now, last week in Congress, and actually the Senate, you probably saw this major discussion, this actually kind of crossing swords between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci. Well, there is something that you want to look at. The focus was whether or not Dr. Fauci lied to Congress. And Senator Rand Paul pulled out the study that talked about changing viruses that are only affecting animals and changing them, and in a sense, updating them in a laboratory to make them attack humans. But it was just this, as Senator Rand Paul said, and Dr. Fauci said it wasn't that, but whatever the case may be, said this gain of function research. In any matter, what it is taking a virus, which is a deadly reality, and changing it so that it will affect essentially more beings, and so not only just animals, but also human beings. And in that discussion, that fight back and forth, no one said that that didn't happen. What they fought about is the semantics. What is that called? And did Dr. Fauci lie? And Dr. Fauci said, no, he didn't lie. That is not called gain of function research. And Senator Rand Paul says he did lie, and that is called gain-of-function research. So you had this fight. Neither of them said that experiment didn't happen. And that's what's the important key. Why? Because that's what gods do. Gods change viruses and do all kinds of things because they're gods. They can do anything they want. Now do you understand the danger of the curse that the devil gives to Adam and Eve? He's all having a great time. You will be like gods. Now, oh, wow, I'll be like gods. And it's a curse. But he doesn't say that part. So you see what happens. See what happens when our voice is silent? When our voice is silent, it's not that we're going to turn around and we're going to bonk people over the head and saying, you're going to hell if you don't go to church this Sunday. No, what we're actually saying is we are beings that are created by God. If we forget that and we decide that we're gods, that becomes a curse upon us because our wisdom is limited and we are going to act in an unlimited way with a limited amount of wisdom. Remember what I always say about science. Science is encompassed in the larger vision of faith, because faith is all about understanding there are those things that we can see and perceive, and there are those things that we cannot. And so we have atoms and molecules and matter and energy that we can see, but our faith is based on, and Jesus teaches this, is based on that there is a larger reality than what we can perceive. And if you believe in evolution, I know there are a lot of evangelicals who may be listening who, when you hear the term evolution, you go, wait a minute, it's not in the Bible, we reject that. But if you believe in evolution, then you cannot not believe in faith, because evolution is based on the simple reality that the world is bigger than our ability to perceive it. Why? Because technically we haven't evolved. So actually, evolution disproves atheism, because atheism is built on the perspective that everything that exists we can perceive. But in fact, the world is bigger than what we can perceive. And if we act as if the world is as big as we can perceive, we're going to make some grave mistakes, one of which you saw in the Senate last week. Doesn't matter whether both of them were telling the truth or lying, whatever. What matters is that experiment actually happened and neither of them deny it. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.